This is a presentation of the Blue Raider Network.
Live from Coach's Grill in Murfreesboro, it's Kermit Davis Live.
Kermit Davis Live.
1 hour of basketball conversation with the head coach of the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
KC down the lane, finger roll up and good. No, underneath to Jason Jones, layup good, and a foul.
Call 1-866-RAIDERS to get in touch with Coach Davis with your questions and comments about Middle Tennessee Blue Raider basketball. 1-866-RAIDERS.
That's 1-866-724-3377.
You can also email your questions to radio@goblueraiders.com. Kermit Davis Live is brought to you in part by Ascend Federal Credit Union, AT&T Yellow Pages, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, Cellular Concepts, Embassy Suites, First Tennessee, Lewis Bakeries, Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and your local State Farm agents. Now, let's join Coach Davis and the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Coach's Grill on this Monday night as we talk Blue Raider basketball with Coach Kermit Davis. He'll be joining us here in just a moment or so, and let him work his way through the crowd. No hurry, Coach. I'll get through this little segment here as we get things set up tonight. Middle Tennessee, and over the weekend on one of the toughest road trips that anybody takes in college basketball, and ended up a split with a win at North Texas and a loss at the University of Denver. But the Raiders came out of the weekend. When you look at a big picture scenario, the Raiders came home having won 8 out of their last 10, including 6 out of 8 on the road. Raiders find themselves still in first place as we come home. With 3 straight home games, and Coach, you've had a busy day.
Well, we have. You know, I really think that sometimes in these, my take on this is that we were going 7 out of 10 on the road. One of those were Vanderbilt. I mean, it's the Florida school, South Alabama, North Texas, and then in Denver. And if somebody could say, hey, Kermit, in those 10 games, you could go 8-2. Obviously, we'd love to have been 10-0, but it was a difficult stretch. And we'll talk about it later, Chip, but, you know, we lose to Denver, we go up 2 in the RPI and the NCAA eyes. And I think you have to take it that the league is a good league. The Sun Belt's a really good conference. Sometimes when it's all relative, North Carolina can get beat at Florida State. Well, you know, the ACC's a really good school. Yep. Or Creighton can get beat at Northern Iowa. The Missouri Valley's a really good league. And so I really think that's what's happened here, Chip, is that we played an excellent team. We kind of went in the hornet's nest. They had a great crowd, and they got us on Saturday.
They did. It was kind of a perfect storm situation. We'll talk about that a little bit more, and also take your phone calls and your emails tonight. We've got question cards and recent stats and all being passed out right now. If you want to turn in your question cards, we'd love to have those, and we'll get to those answers and those questions in the second half of the program. We'll have some other fun stuff. Marco Bourne will be here tonight to get us up to date on everything that's coming up in the next 2 weeks, all the promotions and all the excitement that will be Middle Tennessee basketball. Right now, our first break of the night, back after this, as you listen to Kermit Davis Live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
If you're rolling out in Ripley, if you're cruising up Crossville Way, in Dixon, Decaturville, Franklin, or Fayetteville, you better heed what I say, because I'll be around.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're going to get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
AC isn't working. The problem is unknown. So right now being inside is outside your comfort zone. So let Roscoe put the comfort back in your comfort zone.
Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown by calling 888-MY-ROSCOE or go to roscoebrown.com. Roscoe Brown, your friend in heating and cooling since 1940.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU, on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family operated and owned business since 1989.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back into Coach's Grill tonight. Chip Walters along with head coach Kermit Davis as we come to you from Coach's Grill. And time to go to the phones now. And Tim in Murfreesboro is on with Coach Kermit Davis. Tim, go right ahead.
Thanks, Chip. Hi, Coach. First off, it feels great to be 21-4 and 10-1 in the conference. I have a couple questions for you. The first one, do you feel that anyone in this league has had to go through a tougher three-game road stretch in more hostile environments than we had the last week? And my second question is, do you feel that under the conditions of having so many new players going into a place like Denver with a style of offense they're not used to seeing, does that make it more difficult than it would in years past? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Yeah, that's a great call. We were talking about that on the plane going back, and to make no excuses for our team. You know, it was a tough stretch, and Chip and I were just talking about it. You know, 7 out of 10 on the road over the last 3 weeks, our guys were out a lot, and as you win and you're doing better, the crowds that you're going against are obviously ready for you to come into town. That three-game stretch at Vanderbilt and at North Texas, and that's the best North Texas crowd I've seen in my 10 years in the Sun Belt. It was a great student body crowd, and they were kind of laying there in there for us. And then you go to Denver, and Denver's an excellent team. Number one, I think it shows how good the Sun Belt is, how competitive they are throughout. And also, you're right about the Denver deal. We had one day to prepare. We have a lot of new players who were trying to put that into the scout, and at times we weren't real good at it as we've normally been, and Denver exposed us a little bit. But with all that said and done, Chip, it's kind of a – if Marcos Knight makes the driving layup like he usually does with about 4:20 to go, we cut it to 4, and the game is on. But Denver made a lot of great plays, and they played really terrific down the stretch.
And we – in our next segment, we'll talk a little bit more and get into some of the individual players. But to go into that really about a 9-day stretch that you had there, I'm trying to think back now over the years. We all in the old OVC days talked about the Death Valley trip and things like that, but that's about as tough a swing. But I'm sure that those teams out west, when they come to play Middle and Western, when Middle and Western are both good, that's a tough stretch for them.
It is. You know, you go to Vanderbilt, and it's an emotional game. We played extremely well. Vanderbilt played extremely well, and they're such a good home team. And I was listening, coming over today, I turned on 102.5 or 104.5, and the Vanderbilt callers were, what's going on with Vanderbilt? Well,
we took it out of them.
Well, you know, Noel, they went on the road to Arkansas, who's a really good home team.
Yeah.
They go on the road to Florida, who's a really good home team, and they probably played pretty well in both games and get beat. It's just the nature of conference play. So, but you're right, that was a really tough stretch, and we got a great win on Thursday night, tried to back it up on Saturday, and just couldn't do it. But now our whole attention is to me, you know, on the most important game of our schedule is Western Kentucky.
Right.
And it's our rival, and if you circle a game as the head coach, I probably circled that game more than any on our schedule, and it's a rivalry game. We've made it a rivalry game because we've had a chance to have some really good games over the last 7 or 8 years, and we expect just the same on Thursday.
All right, we'll take a timeout. Remind you that we're at Coach's Grill. They've got something special coming up for Valentine's Day. And that will be trivia as Valentine's will fall on February 14th, as always. And you can they're going to have some great prizes, including manicures, massages, gift cards. And it's free to play, amazing food and drink specials all night. Make it your date night on February 14th, Valentine's night, trivia night here at Coach's Grill. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Shelbyville, call Deb Insel. And in Woodbury, call Mitch Wilson.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive, or visit us at facebook.com/roastery to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters, coffee with heart.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Coach's Grill, Chip Walters along with the head coach of the Blue Raiders, Coach Kermit Davis. We'll get to the phones in just a second, but Coach, this is a portion of the program where we do a live spot for Gray Line of Tennessee. And I just wanted you to talk a little bit about Gray Line after this weekend.
Well, you know, we go to Denver, and Gray Line deadheads to Denver to take care of our team. And we've got we have a lot of good bus drivers. Our favorite's David. You know, I don't know. We got beat with him at Denver, so he'd maybe not be our favorite flavor
of the
week.
He can't go back to Denver again.
He's not our favorite flavor of the week. But, yeah, Gray Line does a absolutely marvelous job for our program, and I know they take care of Rick's team a lot, so we're big fans of Gray Line.
We're good.
What now?
No, we're good. Go ahead. But
you couldn't hear? Okay.
Well, the PA system here went down for just a second. But
all right. But you're right. But Gray Line does a terrific job for us, and you know, they take care of our teams throughout. So we're really excited about having them part of the program.
Yep. And that is our friends at Gray Line of Tennessee. Time to go back to the phones now, and we'll go back to the phones in just a second. But talking a little bit about the North Texas game, Tony Mitchell came in and kind of give folks Tony Mitchell's story, how he ended up at North Texas, and how hopefully we won't see him very long in this league.
Well, you know, he was a top 10 player out of high school. He is a, you know, signed up with Missouri. I think that, you know, he's one of the most sought after players. He played on the USA 19 and under team this year. Was fantastic on that team. He couldn't get into Missouri, and so you can go pay your own way. So he paid his own way in the spring and the fall, couldn't practice. And so that's how he ended up at North Texas. He's a local Dallas kid. And he really is. He's young. He's inexperienced, but he's a spectacular athlete. And there was 21 or 22 NBA scouts there. And I think some to see some of our players, and a lot, though. You know, he attracted most of the attention. And I tell you one thing, he is just, he can change balls around the goal. He reminds me a little bit of Stromile Swift, who we had at LSU when he was young. Didn't really know how to play yet, but just was so skilled and so athletic. And I tell you what, he's got a really, really good motor. He loves to play. He can run, jump. So, you know, for Middle Tennessee basketball, we hope he goes out. For the Sun Belt, I hope he comes back, you know, and for Johnny's case. But, you know, probably he would be better well served to come back to school, Chip, play another year, establish himself maturity-wise, let Johnny coach him another year. Johnny will do a really good job with him. And then he'll really have a spectacular career.
Otherwise, he would be looking at basically 20 games or so and then heading to the NBA.
Yeah, he's not ready for an NBA game right now. He's ready to be on a roster maybe and be a late first-round pick, but he's just going to get, you know, it'll be really tough for him in an NBA, in a tough environment where you got to do everything. It's just tough on a lot of young kids.
He looks the part.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
But he's got a great motor and he's got a competitive spirit. And that's what you really appreciate about the young guy.
All right, Dave is online with us. Dave, go right ahead. You're on with Coach Kermit Davis.
Hey, Coach. I just wanted to say, with all the success that your team's had this year, what does it mean for you guys to have a home game on ESPN?
Well, it does. It means a lot to us. You know, and I mean this really sincerely, is that there's no more important game than the one Thursday night. And I know a lot of things will be said and promoted about our Saturday game, and great, and we really appreciate that. And the blowout game against Little Rock is going to be great for our school. You know, I guess I was brought up to speed that Kent Ayer played in the last ESPN
game.
Yes,
he did.
And Kent has reminded me more than one occasion that he hit the game-winning shot.
I was going to say, not only did Kent play, he was the star of that game.
Well, he's told me that on numerous occasions, so I understand. I've heard the story, and Kent is here. And I don't know if the show is long enough. If it was, we'd bring Kent up here, and he'd tell you play-by-play exactly how he did it.
Kent played 6 minutes in that game, hit the shot to tie it, send it to overtime against Murray. And then what? What'd you score in overtime, Kent? I mean, he scored by about 6 more in overtime. So I think he had 9 points or so in the game, and they all came in about 6 minutes. That was his normal per-minute clip right there.
No doubt. So. But it really was. But, I mean, I get on Kent. He and I are tremendous friends. But it really was. That was a great time for Middle Tennessee basketball, and we hope we have some of the same on Saturday. But it really does. It means a lot for national TV to come here, and hopefully we have the same environment that Denver created, even more, and I know we will. I know Thursday night's crowd is going to be fantastic, and I think it's going to be a terrific atmosphere Thursday against Western Kentucky and hopefully Saturday at noon against Little Rock.
Well, somebody asked about the Denver crowd, and as a matter of fact, Kelly Inskeep asked about the crowd and sent an email in it to radio@goblueraiders.com, and she asked, did the students leave to drink beer or did they stick around? Well, in their arena, you don't have to leave to drink beer.
Yeah, that'll raise the attendance in college basketball when beer and liquor are served at the game sometimes. So, but it was. They did a great job. I mean, you have to give them credit. Their students were there really early when we were all taking the floor and warming up. They had great enthusiasm. They said that was by far the biggest junior crowd they've had all year. And I thought it was a really good venue for college basketball in that particular afternoon.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. Who are we going to have next? Is it going to be Marco or is it going to be?
We'll have Marco Bourne. We're on the marketing topic, so Marco's the expert
right.
of that deal.
That's right. We've got something special we'll hold on to for the second half hour as Coach's other guest tonight. Stay tuned. We'll have more from Coach's Grill here. It's Kermit Davis live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's 3 Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Welcome back to Kermit Davis Live at Coach's Grill. So we got another great crowd here tonight. Appreciate everybody coming to the Coach's Show. I know that means a lot, especially after a big Super Bowl day on Sunday. And I know everybody had a big time. We got back in from Denver late. Went over to a couple pals of mine, Betty and I did, just for a few minutes with the Super Bowl. But we've got a special guest, Marco Born, who a lot of people know. And we've got some win-loss records. You know, I've got a one-loss record against Marco that I'm really upset about. Last year we had a tennis, I guess it was called a celebrity match before a game. Joe Dubin and I played Marco Born and Rick Enzel in doubles. And we tried to hit every ball at Rick Enzel we could. And at the end of the day, Rick just went and hit in the back of the net. Marco just played us 1-on-2 and beat us. So we're 0-1 against Marco and Rick Enzel.
Yeah, I think we do that again this year. I already talked to Jimmy, so we'll do that again sometime in the spring here. That was fun.
We had a good time. Marco, you went from great tennis player, All-American. Real quickly, kind of your step up the ladder to your position that you have now.
Yeah, I was once I was done playing tennis in 07, Chris Massaro gave me the opportunity to be a graduate assistant in the marketing department for 2 years and work on my master's in sport management with Dr. Jubenville. And it's lucky enough that I guess I did a decent enough job that Chris wanted to keep me around, and he hired me in the ticket office as an assistant director of ticketing and group sales. And my boss, Dustin Hooks, left about 2 weeks into my job. He just decided to go to Ticketmaster, and kind of left me hanging there in the ticket office 3 weeks before football season, and I was kind of had to run on my own in the ticket office, and so I became the director of ticketing after that, about a year. And then Brad Smith, the director of marketing at the time, left to go to Texas A&M, and Chris thought I was, you know, didn't have enough responsibilities yet, so he gave me some more. He put marketing on top of my shoulders too, so I've been running marketing and ticketing ever since, and now I'm the assistant AD for ticketing and marketing.
That is great. Now, how many people do you have? That's just terrific. And Marco has done a fabulous job. And I think it's really smart, you know, when Chris was talking about how you combine ticketing and marketing, because they'd go hand in hand. Oh, yeah. It should come under the same umbrella. How many people do you have working under you in ticketing, and then how many people do you have in marketing?
In the ticket office, I've got an assistant director of ticketing. His name is James Canfield. He came from New Orleans. And I got Melinda Messick, who used to be your secretary.
Right.
She's my secretary now. I got a good one there. And Peggy Lewis, who's my con clerk. And I got a bunch of good student workers that help us
Right. Answer
the phones. Are really polite. And in marketing, I got a director of sales, Josh Caldwell, and four. I call them account executives. They're paid internships that we pay them by the hour. And they make 75 to 100 phone calls for us a day, trying to sell tickets for you guys for the games.
Now tell me this now, you played being a tennis player and playing for the Blue Raiders, how's it helped you in your job to sell Middle Tennessee?
Well, I think, you know, I love this school. I mean, I went to school here, I got 2 degrees, my wife got 2 degrees from this school, so I've got a vested interest, so to speak. I I love the Blue Raiders, so it's easy for me to kind of sell what we're selling. So it's just I just can't think of a better place to work. So
right, basketball attendance is going up. We've averaged probably like 5,800 the last couple, two or three games. We expect, you know, some great crowds on hopefully Thursday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. Tell everybody on Thursday night, Western Kentucky, some of the things that are happening, how many tickets are left, and I guess people better get their tickets quick.
Yeah, they better get the tickets quick. We really only have about 500 tickets or so left in the blue seats and our chair backs. It's the annual Mardi Gras game.
Right.
And
Yep, that's great news.
Yeah, it's great news. We're hoping for a big student crowd. It's the Mardi Gras night. I know Alan Hell probably dressed up in Mardi Gras attire again like he does every year.
He'll be doing is he'll be representing some of those kids
right.
Probably on Friday mornings what he'll be doing. Oh, he'll be prosecuting one or the other.
No, but it's our annual Mardi Gras. It's a fun night. We have a Mardi Gras parade at halftime. We encourage everybody to dress up. We throw out beats at halftime. We also have the World Outreach Church is coming out on Thursday nights. It always helps if you have a big game on Thursday nights. They're bringing about, talked to Dora Tomczyk this morning. She's got 500 tickets sold, and she's got another 100 there with her. So looking to sell some more there at their Wednesday night service. And then the Chamber of Commerce is doing an industry appreciation event at the Hall of Fame leading up to the game.
Terrific.
They've already sold 250 tickets, and they're still selling too. So I always keep getting phone calls, and a bunch of other groups kind of jump back on board just with the whole Western deal. A couple of small churches and so forth, and then obviously these students hopefully turn out all right. So.
Well, I bet you will. I think we'll have our biggest crowd by far of the year.
Yeah.
Western Kentucky's team is playing good. They always have a great walk-up crowd, and I think we'll see a little red in our arena, which I think always makes for good games. You know, it sure does. Then on Saturday, the ESPN2 game at noon.
Yeah, we've got we've called it the Blue Out game, and encouraging everybody. Obviously, we're blue. We've got 500 T-shirts for our students, so the first 500 students get blue T-shirts to kind of show our blue colors there in the student section. And we're encouraging everybody to tailgate in the morning. I've talked to most everybody in RV Row from football, and I know the Hillbilly Hilton will be out there and tailgating. I've talked to all those guys, so we're encouraging everybody to tailgate. I know it'll be cold. It's supposed to be 38 degree to high, I think, but just encourage everybody to come out and tailgate, and we're encouraging students to come out and tailgate, and we've got quite a few groups coming out there too. We did a faculty appreciation night and an alumni appreciation night that day, or not night, but day. So they bought tickets, and the alumni is coming out great for that game.
Well, good. You know, it's our Legends Weekend on Saturday, right, where mm-hmm. we have our former players and student managers and trainers and coaches to come. I think we'll have a great turnout. Jim Simpson does a fabulous job with that group every year. So it really is. It's a fun time, and I think these two games will be very well attended. We're looking forward to Western Kentucky, and you know, and we do. We challenge our fans because, you know, Western Kentucky has a team that is 8-15. They had 6,400 the night,
oh, yeah.
and that's great for Western Kentucky. Denver is drawing well. We go to North Texas. It's right at 6,000. That's a great reflection of our league. Our league is getting better, and we sure appreciate our fans. And I do think, Marco, with the work you and your staff has done, with the community and with the student involvement, I think it's just going to be an unbelievable atmosphere on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah, it should be fun.
Well, good. Good deal. Anything else, Marco, on the horizon?
Everything else all right? We've got another game on the 18th, so hope to have everybody coming out that night too. So
Florida Atlantic is senior
right.
night.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Marco, we really do appreciate everything that you've done. We all loved watching you play tennis. And I don't know if it's going to be Joe Dubin, but I'm telling you, we're going to go right after you. And
that's
going to be
me.
Another cold spring, and we're going to try to hit it at Enzel every single time. But you can't go take his balls, okay?
All right.
Do you agree
good.
With that?
I agree.
All right, let's give a hand to Marco Bourne, and we'll be right back.
Thank
the
you.
Coach's Grill on Kermit Davis Live. Thank you.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-724-3377.
Network.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family-operated and owned business since 1989.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Memphis, son, you better get this. Everywhere you go, I'm gonna be there too. I'll be there in Allgood, Berry Hill, and Brentwood. You can bet your buckle I'll be looking for you. Up in Nashville, I will find you. Down in Dixon, I'll be there. Out in Dover, pulling you over. Like your mama said, you better best beware.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're gonna get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Beware.
WGNS, AM, FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Monday, and boy, it is hard to believe as we go through this basketball season that we are down to five remaining games in the regular season. And I guess you tell your guys right now, you're only guaranteed six more games, and whatever you make after that's on your own.
You know, we watched our tape on Sunday morning, Chip, before we left to go to Denver. From Denver Airport to here, and the main thing we talked about is now, man, we're in a five-game season. This is where we are in the league race. We've got five games, and how we're going to perform there, that's the first season. The second season is going to be the Sun Belt Conference Tournament, and right now you have to have the mindset that you've got to win that tournament to go to the NCAA tournament. And then if you're fortunate enough to do well in the first and second season, then possibly there's a third season, which we're all hopefully looking forward to. But you're right. Our total commitment is to these five games and starting the first one on Thursday night against Western Kentucky.
And that's a good answer to our first question about being in contention and able to win the league title. Right now, Raiders have a one-game lead over everybody, and you have a four-game lead in the division on the loss side, which makes this week even more important.
It does. You know, Little Rock has a big game at Lafayette. The winner of that's going to be leading their side. Obviously, we got a great rivalry game against Western Kentucky, which will be a critical game on our side. And then we play on Saturday. So you couldn't have a better weekend. That's going to mean a lot to the conference race.
We did have several questions, and one involves a noted absence tonight. One of your biggest fan, no doubt about it, Allie Davis, not here tonight. How's she doing?
She's doing good. We admitted Allie in the Middle Tennessee Medical Center today. She's got a bad case of pneumonia, and she was struggling breathing. And so that's the first practice I've missed in years and years and years today. But Allie's
doing well.
She wanted
Daddy there.
Yeah, she wanted me there, so I had to be there. But she's doing that. She's doing well. She'll be there two or three days. She was worried about missing Rick's game on Wednesday and our game on Thursday, but hopefully, I know she's under great care there, so hopefully she'll make some good progress.
All right. Well, and everybody, you want to drop her a line, you can do that. She'll be there for, like Coach said, another day or two. And good to know she's doing all right. Give her a nice round of applause. She may be listening tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that. She probably is.
How important are television games to showcase your program for recruiting purposes?
I think it's unbelievable. Like, even when we went to Denver, and you think about it, it's probably the first Sun Belt program in years to be on back-to-back weekends on ESPN. And that's a credit to our players and what they've done in getting this team off to such a great start. And that's how they pick these wild-card ESPN games based on the hottest teams in the league. So back-to-back weekends, it's unusual for programs at our level. I know we're on the phone with recruits who saw the game against Denver, and they'll all be tuned in on Saturday. And you start looking at, Chip, you go through our conference, ESPN3, ESPN3, ESPN2, ESPN2, the great job that our school does at MTSU and our network to get our games on ESPN3, all that stuff matters, and it really helps recruiting in a tremendous way.
What kind of defense will we see if we catch Denver in the Sun Belt Tournament?
It'll be the same kind of defense, you know. And I thought we had good ball movement against them. We got some good looks. What we did, Chip, is we turned the ball over way too many times against that defense. 17 times was too many. And
they really took care of it.
They took care of the ball, and we tried to pressure them. They only turned it over 8 times. And that's one of those things that we're going to have to do some things better if we happen to meet them in the Sun Belt Tournament at some point.
For people like LaRon, Marcos, Bruce, it was the first time they'd had to make that trip, first time they'd played at altitude, whether you said anything to them or not, first time they had faced that offense and had to chase those guys around for 40 minutes. Do you feel like getting one game with them behind you will help you against them?
There's no question. There's no doubt. We'll be better off if we have to play them again, no question. You know, we had one day to prepare for them, and a lot of those guys didn't really understand. You can't assimilate that. And on Friday, we're walking through things with the travel day that we have from North Texas and the weather and all that stuff. We couldn't try to go full speed, so we missed some assignments on Saturday. But at sometimes, Chip, 60 has been enough points for us to beat Denver on a lot of occasions.
Right.
Where we broke down is that I really thought we kind of gave in to fatigue over the last 3 minutes, and that's how the game got from maybe 4 or 5 to 15.
Here's two questions that kind of really mirror each other. One says, how is this team different from teams in the past? The other says, does this team motivate themselves, and how do you get them ready from game to game against teams with such different styles of play?
Well, at our level, and in February, if you're having to coach effort too much, your team's not going to be very successful in March. That's just where you're at. And, you know, if you don't have self-motivated guys and they're waiting on the coach to give them the Newt Rockne speech every day, it's just not going to work. None of us coaches are that good. You've got to recruit self-motivated guys. They've got to be able to motivate themselves. You know, we did today, Monty and Wynn, Greg's recruiting, took them through. All we did was defensive things for about an hour and 20 minutes a day. That's got to be our focal point over the next 2 or 3 days. And for the most part, we've been good at it. And I'm telling you, Chip, we won't play well Thursday night unless we have really competitive practices on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week.
The shoot coach is now designing defensive plays. He said, explain the Princeton offense. You've got 30 seconds.
Well, you know, if Bob Burble starts coaching defense, I'm telling you one thing, it's going to be a short postseason for the Raiders.
I'll give you a football analogy. It's the wishbone of basketball.
It is. I tell you what, if you're a football fan and you watch Navy, you watch Georgia Tech play, that's kind of it. It's just one of those things you see once a year. People have variations of it. Joe Scott and those guys probably do it as well as anybody. Plus, they've got physical, athletic guys that do it. They're not playing with these cerebral, non-athletic guys that can't play. They all can play. So it really is. It's a lot of different things. And what they have, Chip, they've got great experience that's doing it. Yep. I mean, they've got 6'5", 6'7" guys, been in that program for a long time.
Well, the Witherspoons have sent in questions, and I'm sure not knowing what either was going to ask, they both happen to do with officiating. One, Hannah was wanting to know about the technical fouls on Jimmy Oden, and it was LaRon, not Bruce, but she said she didn't see anything.
Jimmy Oden deserved his technical. He did. I think he made a shot and looked at the bench and said something. I don't know what he said, and Gary Maxwell calls a technical, and you can't do it.
And if Gary calls it, it's probably
right, because yeah. Gary's one of the best out there in college basketball. And Jimmy, I thought Jimmy had a good trip. Jimmy played well, but when you look at a bench, you say something. Whether one of those players said something to you or not, you know, while you shot it, you just can't do it. Some officials will call it. And then the one on LaRon Dindy was not deserved. It was not. You know, he said and one. The official said he said something else. LaRon didn't even look at the official. It was a big play because I think it was LaRon's fourth foul. Turned that game right there. So, you know, but in the heat of games, it's going to be some things, a lot of emotions. But that's not what we're about. You know, we're about trying to do things with class and play tough and competitive. Hey, I love emotional guys on the floor. You know, they're just great to do, not to show anybody up, but show spirit and enthusiasm and on great plays. That's terrific with me. But there's a place, you know, you just got to handle your emotions.
All right, we're going to take a break. Zane Gibson will be Coach Davis's guest right after this as you listen to Kermit Davis Live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Yeah. Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive, or visit us at facebook.com/roastery to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters, coffee with heart.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
For 100 years, Middle Tennessee State University has taken pride in educating homegrown students from Tennessee. Now, we're the number one choice of undergraduates in the state. During 2011-2012, we'll be celebrating our centennial and hope you'll visit our university and be part of the celebration. MTSU has excellent programs in aerospace, teacher training, and one of the nation's top recording industry programs. To learn more, go to apply2mtsu.com. Middle Tennessee State University, dedicated to being the best in Tennessee.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back to Coach's Grill and Kermit Davis Live. We've got a special guest. Great food tonight here at Coach's Grill. Another really good turnout. A guy that means a lot to our program. I think he really typifies the student athlete in college athletics. And Zane Gibson has sure helped us win some games. But Zane Gibson from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Let's give Zane a big round of applause from Baylor High School. Zane, being a walk-on, and we don't really even think about you being a walk-on anymore because you've been a part of our program and you've played in meaningful games that have helped us win. Kind of the struggles, the tough parts of your role and how it's evolved over the last 3 years.
Well, Coach, you know, when I first came in here, it was kind of, you know, because you know my high school coach and Coach Clark, and I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. I had some lower offers, but when I came in, I was more of a role guy, do drills, work with the bigs, you know, on post-passing and stuff like that. And then over the years, you know, going in there with Montario Haddock and Calvin O'Neill and then beating me up, and then the next year coming back, and, you know, we had BJ and Rod, and just continuing to play with them, it's helped my growth so much that I'm able to, you know, help and practice and, you know, get in the games when you need me.
Well, you know, I remember last year we were at Lafayette. Kind of tell, you know, we're right there in that crazy double overtime game, and we had some guys foul out, and James Washington makes the first free throw, right?
Yes, sir.
Was that to tie it?
It was to put us up maybe one. And then the referee runs over to you and starts complaining about James's mouth because it's bleeding.
Said he had blood and drew, and we couldn't find the blood. But the guy, so James has to go. And so obviously you're a really good free throw shooter. We looked to Zane. You came in. You hadn't played in, what, 48 minutes, I guess, right?
It probably hadn't touched the ball in 2 hours at that point until the halftime warm-up.
And we said, Zane, you better make that free throw. And you know what? He did. So he made the free throw, which kind of helped us seal the game. But that's hard to do. I was in that spot one time, Zane. I hadn't played in about six games. And I was playing for Coach Hatfield. We're at Kentucky. And it was like 1981. And I hadn't played in a long time. And one of our guys went up for a shot, and they nailed him. And I think Melvin Turpin hit him. So I had to come in the game. I think we were down two with about 6 minutes to go. Put me in the same situation at Rupp Arena. I made two free throws, and then in 15 seconds later, my tail was out, right? I was sitting back on the bench. They're trying to find another better athlete to guard with them cats at Kentucky, all right? So I've been there, Zane. But what I remember probably the best moment, I think, it was you've played a lot of some critical games, was the Ole Miss game.
Yes,
and
sir.
You played 11 minutes, and I'm telling you, that game was tied, and we put you in there, and you played. You made a great assist to Raymond Cintron, hit a big three. And how special was that particular night?
It was meaningful. I knew we had some guys out, and you had talked to me about it, and they played a couple games. And then I got in the first half, and I couldn't have played any worse. And I just remember you looking at me and didn't know if I was going to get back in or not, and then you gave me another shot in the second half. And it was a lot meaningful. I had a lot of friends watching the game, knowing that it was on ESPN3 or whatever. And it was just meaningful. It was one of those special moments I'll probably remember for a while.
Well, you played great. I mean, you look at what Ole Miss has done. Ole Miss is like fourth in the SEC. They have a chance to beat Alabama. They've got a really, really good team. And it just shows, because I'm telling you, Zane Gipson can play in any Sun Belt game. I promise you. You know, we've got some guys back off of injury. But anytime I know that we can put you in there, you can just defend and rebound. And I know you're going to run offense. Tell me about practice every day, what you're trying to bring to our team.
I'm trying to bring energy. I'm trying to – every day in practice, I want to play as hard as anybody else out there on the court. That's why I like going against Marcos Knight, despite the fact that he's about 40 pounds heavier than me.
Yeah.
And that's basically how I have to prepare, because every day I can't prepare and say I'm not going to play the next game or the next few games, because when that time comes, if I'm not prepared, then I'm not doing my job as a teammate.
Right. Well, tell everybody now, we got your brother on our team.
Yeah, Gavin.
Gavin. So Gavin has walked on our team, and he made our team. And Wincase and Mike and those guys kind of do the walk-ons, and they thought Gavin would be terrific for our team. And you know what? He's been so good that we want to travel him because we think he brings great spirit. How is it to have your brother on the team?
It's something I don't think I ever imagined, but it's been awesome. I kind of see my first year in him right now and everything he's having to do and doing the drills and doing stuff like that. And just the enjoyment of any little thing during the practices that gets him going. You know, some of us, you know, we got to do this, we got to do that. And Gavin's still so fired up about everything. It just reminds me of everything I went through my very first year.
And plus, he's the best dancer on the team, right?
There's no question. I don't know.
I think he's the best white dancer on the team. He's better than Zane. I don't know if he's better than the brothers now, but I know he's the best white dancer on the team. Well, I promise you that. He's better than you, right?
There's no question. I can't believe when we went out to that Oakland Middle School pep rally, and, you know, normally James Gallman would go out there and Torin, you know, somebody else, and next thing I know, I see out of the corner of my eyes, my brother, I said, what is he doing?
Well, he represented well now. He was good. I didn't know he was that athletic, so I think that's why we travel him, right? Yeah. It was good. But he's got a great demeanor about him. You grew up in a coaching household. Quickly tell everybody about your dad and mom and kind of how that all evolved.
Well, my dad grew up in Peoria, Illinois, and he played at Manual High School and went to a JUCO up in Illinois and then came down and played for 2 years at UTC with Gerald Wilkins and played under Mac his first year and Murray Arnold. They went to the NIT two straight years. And then from there, he went straight into being a graduate assistant, straight to being an assistant coach the next year after that. So I've grown up in a coach's household my entire life.
And now he's at Baylor High School, right?
Yes, sir. He coaches the girls there. As you know, Coach Clark coaches the guys, and he loves it. He loves the change. You know, the relationships you have in high school are different. Although he's still, anytime where he comes up from Nashville, we have a bunch of, like, Tim Brooks and a bunch of guys played at UTC in 93, 94. Goes out to eat with them all the time.
Well, that is great. Well, Zane, you're terrific. I guarantee you're going to get another chance here before this year's over with. The fans appreciate everything you do. Great student. Round of applause for Zane Gipson. Thanks a lot, Zane. We'll be right back. Kermit Davis Live and Coach's Grill. Thanks so much, Zane.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In White House, call Mike Gaines. And in Smyrna, call Bill Hayes.
The new Powerball is being described as bigger, better, more.
But more what? Zoe asked the lottery number crunchers to tell us about more.
Well, more players will now win $1 million.
You know that for sure.
We've had 238 match 5 winners in Tennessee. With a new Powerball, they'd all have won at least $1 million.
That sounds like more to me. Play the new Powerball today. Bigger jackpots, better odds, more millionaires. Just $2. Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's 3 Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Back in Coach's Grill on this Monday night. Coach, there was a story on Yahoo today or yesterday, and it was about the two teams, Denver and Middle Tennessee, flying together on the same flight, which that's not – has it's happened to us before, but it was the first time it ever happened to Denver. But – it points out the exact reason for the loss at Denver. It says in here that Joe Scott had a middle seat in a row between two of the Blue Raiders' leading scorers. You remember who Joe Scott was sitting between?
I did. It was Chip Walters, who didn't score a bucket, right?
No, I did not score the other day.
And Torrin Walker?
And Torrin Walker.
It shows you about the media, Chip. You can't believe anything, right?
There you go. So that's what was on Yahoo today. Time for 5 random questions now for Coach Davis, says every week. And just as if it were pulled out of the headlines from today, what is your favorite Super Bowl memory?
It was Lynn Swann. I used to love being a Pittsburgh Steeler fan. And Lynn Swann with the catch, you know, and – with that team, with Bradshaw and Ham and all those guys, that's probably my favorite one.
Okay. We've heard some golf stories from you, but what about hunting or fishing? Best hunting or fishing story involving you?
You know what I did is that Breck Tyler, we played at Tennessee at one time, and it was at Ole Miss. His dad was a football coach. He took me on my first hunting trip. We went down below Oxford and went to a hunting camp, and they can arrest me. You know, I guess the statute of limitations is not right. I didn't want to go deer hunting. I didn't like deer hunting. I didn't want to kill a deer. And so I shot. It was like 2 or 3 deer were in a stand, and I shot. And I was trying to hit the big buck, but unfortunately I hit this little fawn.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it's not
funny.
So you
might have gotten a cow or something.
No. So I hit the fawn right there, and so – you know, I was embarrassed, and I didn't bring it in. I felt so bad. That was my last hunting story, and it's bad. But it's one that I hate to admit, Chip, but that was my one right there.
All right. Growing up in Starkville and Tupelo area, did you believe in ghosts, or were there any ghosts around the Davis house or somewhere in that old gym at Mississippi State?
You know, I didn't. My dad used to scare us to death on Christmas. You know, we would, because he was trying to get us to go to bed, and we couldn't sleep, you know, waiting for Santa. And but he would play the Sandman outside. He'd get on the roofs, and he would, you know, he'd do all the bells outside the windows. So he made us believe that there was a Sandman for sure.
All right. What's the best practical joke you've ever played or had played on you?
Gosh,
one that you can tell.
I don't know. The best ones you cannot tell, probably. Probably the best one was when we were at LSU was on Donnie Tindall. And Donnie was scared to death about taking the NCAA test. You know, he's a new guy. He's never been at that level before. And so it was John Brady and I and Butch Pierre, who was the assistant, Donnie. And so I said, John, I said, now we're going to all take this NCAA test, and we'll all do fine. But Donnie is absolutely scared to death, like we all were the first time we took it. And so we took it, and, you know, everybody's waiting for the results. And I walked into Donnie's office. I said, Donnie, I said, we really got a problem. I said, Coach Brady wants to see you. And he just broke out in a cold sweat. And so we'd had it to where I'd got an NCAA test, and I put all these red marks on it. And John just walked in. He sat down, and he goes, Donnie, it's really disappointing. He said, Joe Dean, the athletic director, has just come to me, and you can just see this right here. Here's your test. You missed 17 questions. You failed. And we've got to go up there. I don't know what Joe Dean's going to do. And, I mean, Donnie it was just like death before him. And we let him sweat for about 20 seconds, and then we just broke out laughing. Obviously, Donnie had passed the test, and I'm telling you, his life just passed before us. That was one of the best basketball ones that we did right there.
He thought his career in big-time college coaching had come to a screeching halt.
He was supposed to go back to JUCO real quick.
All right, here's one. I told you I had one hard one for you, and Tim may help you here because he's a man that deals with packaging a lot.
All right.
Why does glue not stick to the inside of the bottle?
I don't know. I didn't even know it didn't, so I don't know.
It comes out.
Huh?
It comes out.
Yeah, I don't know, Chip.
All right. Still, it goes unanswered then. So, all right, there you have your five questions for the week. Five random questions with Coach Davis. We'll take a break, be back to wrap things up with the head coach right after this as you listen to Kermit Davis Live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I've recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back into Coach's Grill for the final time tonight. Great food, tasty beverages, and all your favorite games on the flat screens. And also, thanks to our callers earlier that called in on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, the 14 Subway locations in Rutherford County sponsor that, and at 1-866-RAIDERS. Middle Tennessee at home on Thursday night to take on Western Kentucky, and that should be all that needs to be said. And an ESPN3 game, and this is a team that has started to find itself, this Western team.
Well, it is. You thought what would happen is that they had a great recruiting class. They had a really, really young team, and they played a very, very difficult non-conference schedule. And, VCU twice, Louisville, a bunch of different teams. And now those young guys have really had a maturity about them, and they're playing well. They've won 3 out of 4, should have been 4 out of 4. They had Florida Atlantic beat. But I think their team is playing about as well as anybody in our league right now. Jamal Crook, who's a veteran player, he's really guided those young guys, is playing like the best point guard in our league. He had like 20, 22 in their win the other night on Saturday. So I think it's going to, it'll be a huge game for them. We're going to have to be at our very best on Thursday night. It's a game that I know our team really looks forward to. It's a great rivalry game, and I know one that our fans really are looking forward to on Thursday.
Although we don't look too far ahead, but just a quick thought about Little Rock coming in. They're sitting just a game back from you in the loss column. Huge game in the league.
It sure is. And Little Rock went to Western Kentucky and got beat 12. So it shows you how good Western Kentucky can be. Steve Shields, another really, really good team. Be a great atmosphere, great exposure for our entire university on Saturday, Chip.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you, Chip.
All right. Coach Kermit Davis joined us. We appreciate everybody being here this evening for Kermit Davis Live, and we want to see you in the stands all week. Wednesday night for the Lady Raiders against Western Kentucky, Thursday night for the Blue Raiders against the Hilltoppers, and then on Saturday at noon as Middle Tennessee will take on the Arkansas Little Rock Trojans at Murphy Center for a noon start on ESPN2. So that will wrap it up for us tonight from Coach's Grill. Be sure to make your plans to be here on Valentine's Day at Coach's for a big trivia night. For Coach Kermit Davis, this is Chip Walter saying thanks for being with us, and thanks for listening to Kermit Davis Live, a production of Delegan Sports on the Blue Raider Network.